As we continue in these days to pray for and to beseech the prayers of the souls in purgatory, we also celebrate on this day the first Friday of the month of November, which is dedicated to the saints and to the holy souls in purgatory. And of course, this reality, which is not some theological imagination or something, it is a reality, a dogma of the faith that we celebrate during this month particularly, but we celebrate it at every single Mass in the latter part of the canon. Would not have happened, if it were not for the great mercy and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of today, which is the third Mass of All Souls Day, speaks to us about the love of Christ. And of course, that is the Sacred Heart, whom we love and venerate and worship. He is the Blessed Sacrament, the most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so, He gives us a second chance after death, in case we had some unresolved issues that were not mortal sins. Mortal sin immediately sends the soul to hell, from where no one can bring it out. But today, we're thinking about purgatory, though we must never forget the reality of hell, to which each and every one of us is possibly condemned if we do not worship Christ completely and fully. So continue, as we have been during these days, and we do every year, the verses, in this case, the last verses of the magnificent sequence of the dead, the Dies Irae, Day of Wrath. My prayers deserve not to be heard. That is us, our soul, speaking to Christ. We do not deserve to be heard, but Thou art good. Grant in Thy kindness that I may not burn in the unquenchable fire. And of course, the unquenchable fire is not purgatory. It is hell. So we need to ask our Lord's help and the soul's help that we may not burn in the unquenchable fire. Amid Thy sheep, appoint me a place, and separate me from the goats, placing me at Thy right hand. Of course, this refers to our Lord's saying that the goats will be on the left, and those are the ones that will be condemned, and the sheep will be on the right, and they will be saved. And so we give thanks to God, and we pray to God and through the intercession of the holy souls that we may be among the sheep at the right hand of Jesus Christ. The accursed, having been silenced and given to the bitter flames, call me with the blessed. So once the judgment has taken place and we are in purgatory, those who are damned to hell, the accursed, look up, and of course, this is only a figurative way, and look up at the souls which were in purgatory, who were their brothers and sisters and children and fathers and mothers, who ended up not in hell, but in the fires of purgatory, from which they shall be translated by the Blessed Mother, the mediatrix of all graces, and the co-redemptrix of a human race into heaven. Kneeling and prostrate, I pray, with a heart contrite, as though crushed to ashes. Oh, have a care of my last hour. The proper posture, bodily and spiritually, of ourselves before God, before our Lord Jesus Christ, is kneeling and prostrate. We must adore him completely and totally with a heart contrite, contrite for our sins, like turned into, crushed into ashes. Oh, have a care of my last hour. Do not let me be damned forever. A mournful day that day shall be, the end of time, when from the glowing embers shall arise, guilty man, that he may be judged. Spare him then, O God, merciful Jesus, Lord, grant them eternal rest. And of course, we will have been in purgatory, who knows how long, and we beg for our deliverance. And of course, this happens through the mediation of the Mediatrix of all graces, the Blessed Mother, who is sent by Christ, her Son, to deliver us, to deliver the souls from purgatory. And so this particular month and this particular octave is very important, because we are praying for all the souls that are burning in the fires of purgatory. And the fires of purgatory are very similar to the fires of hell, but they are not eternal. And that makes a big difference. When you're going through a bad part of your life and you know that that's it, there is never going to be any change, that's horrible. But when you know that you're going to be delivered, that you're going to be coming out into eternal glory with Christ our Lord, then that makes all the difference in the world. So even the souls in purgatory, as much as they're suffering, they rejoice because they know that they will be taken out, that they soon shall be in the glorious realms of heaven with Jesus Christ our Lord. So we need to pray to them and pray for them, and hopefully when we are dead and we are in purgatory, and most of us will, somebody will remember us, will pray for our souls suffering in purgatory, and we will be delivered into the glorious realms of Jesus Christ our Lord. So merciful Lord, grant them rest, and that means peace, and that means heaven. In heaven there is true rest. There is no rest here. We have all kinds of troubles, all kinds of sufferings. In purgatory, we have nothing but sufferings, but with the hope of getting out. So grant them, O Lord, eternal rest. Grant, O Lord, that we may join them at the end of our lives. If it is meant to be that we are in purgatory, that we will be there as little as possible, and we will get out as soon as possible. Requiem aeternam donaeis Domine, e lux perpetua lucia Deis, requiescant in pace. Amen. Fideli umanime, per misericordiam Dei, requiescant in pace. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.